This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And joining me now from thetruthaboutguns.com is Dan Zimmerman. We have a veritable raw red meat buffet laid out in front of us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
You like that? You like that characterization?
I love me some red meat.
Yeah. I want to lead off with so right now in the injunctions that are out there about the pistol brace thingy. There have been only three classes of citizens allowed to be exempt from that. Those classes were the Second Amendment Foundation citizens, the Firearms Policy Coalition citizens, and the Gun Owners of America citizens. And now on top of that, the National Association for Gun Rights and the National Rifle Association are also seeking protections for their membership too. How will they do that? Or do they have to join a suit? How will they be doing that?
Well, they've each taken different approaches. Just to go back a little bit for your listeners, FPC, GOA, and Second Amendment Foundation each filed their own lawsuits,
right,
challenging the pistol brace rule long ago. All of those rulings, all of those injunctions were issued right before the June 1st deadline when the rule would take effect. First, the FPC one came in, and it wasn't quite clear, so the FPC went back and said, because the judge said it, the injunction stopping the ATF from enforcing the rule applied to all the named plaintiffs. Well, that included the Firearms Policy Coalition. The Firearms Policy Coalition said that. So does that, in fact, include all of our members? And the judge said, yes, it does. Then a similar ruling came in the GOA case. And the judge there said it includes all GOA members, but only GOA members as of today. None, you know, you can't just join up GOA going forward. And then the Second Amendment Foundation ruling came in. It was like Firearms Policy Coalition ruling. And there was no restriction as to when you become a member.
Right.
So really, two of the three of those gun rights orgs, kind of had a windfall in that there was all of a sudden a brand new wonderful incentive, excuse me, for you to join their organization,
right?
Especially if you happen to be a pistol brace owner,
right?
So my guess is the National Association of Gun Rights, being rational people, said, "Why aren't we getting in on this too?" And they filed a lawsuit as well in the Northern District of Texas. Obviously trying to do the same thing for its members. National Rifle Association moved slightly separately. They moved to, with a court to join the Second Amendment Foundation lawsuit and become a named plaintiff in that on behalf of its members. Second Amendment Foundation sent out a press release last week welcoming them. You know, I'm sure that they're going to share significantly in the legal costs involved, assuming the judge allows them to join the suit and become a named plaintiff.
Right. So I wonder about the GOA thing as far as them limiting, but I see where they're doing it because what they're doing is they're trying to, I guess somebody would get out there and some anti-gunner is going to try to accuse some of these guys committing fraud at some point, right? So,
I'm sure, but right. I mean, the judge's orders are pretty clear.
Yeah. So here's my thing. This is my thing. This is my one issue with all of this. Not that people are joining gun rights organizations. I mean, to be a life member of the Second Amendment Foundation, that's $150. You point that out in your article. But that's pretty inexpensive compared to the rest of them. But why this issue? Why do you think people have waited till this moment to join gun rights organizations in order to get in all this? Is it because of this one tangible thing this saves by them getting out there and saying, "Oh, okay, well, we'll do it this way. We'll do it this way."
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's wonderful, and people who are gun owners and value their gun rights, we're happy to have these organizations out there doing what they do all the time and fighting for their gun rights. But that's an intangible kind of thing, and doesn't necessarily justify in the minds of a lot of people paying $25 a year.
Sure.
However, you own an AR pistol with a brace, and all of a sudden the ATF says you're now a felon. You're going to be as of June 1st, and there's a way for $25, whatever the membership costs are of these organizations, you can get out of that.
Right.
That's a pretty easy decision to make.
Now, see what I did, and I have no idea how many are already on the registry, how many short barrel rifles. I know that there are short barrel rifles that are already on the registry. I have never ever heard of, and you can correct me on this if you know of these things, I've never ever heard of the ATF raiding a bunch of NFA tax stamp holders, anything, right? Have you?
Yeah, I don't think they typically do that. I think what normally happens is police investigate some other crime. And when they search a drug house or some guy who's involved in a domestic dispute and they find a gun and happens to have a barrel under 16 inches, and that's when they call up the ATF and say, "Hey, we got a guy with a short barrel rifle here. You know, is it registered?" "No, it isn't." "Okay, then the ATF comes in and they charge him." You know, but I don't think the ATF has been engaged in out there trying to raid people who have or try to find people who have unregistered SBRs.
Now, we have seen them here recently showing up at various places saying, "You bought X amount of guns this year. We just want to see them," that kind of thing. No warrant searches.
Yeah.
We've seen those little intimidation things. They don't have nearly the logistics available to do anything about these braces, right? Plus, this is going to get turned away by this. This cannot exist in the world of Bruin, can it?
Well, I don't think so. Let's talk on the logistical issue. There are, depending on who you talk to, anywhere between 10 and 40 million braces out there. 250,000 people register them. Unless you somehow believe that the other 39,750,000 people destroyed their pistol braces, that means there's a whole lot of non-compliant people out there. People who are now technically felons under the law, unless, of course, they belong to SAF, GLA, or anything.
Right.
But the answer, of course, is no. The ATF doesn't begin to have the number. Well, they just have a few thousand people working for the ATF nationwide.
Right.
I think 5,000 people or something like that in the whole ATF. So no, they can't even begin to do this. So,
right.
And that abysmal registration rate is completely, of a piece with what we've seen in New Jersey, with what we've seen in New York.
Hang on just a second. I just want to do a quick expansion on this as we go forward, but everything. This is, you can find this at thetruthaboutguns.com, published June the 9th. June the 9th, truthaboutguns.com. They print everything that's happening at the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. arms to online gun shops. Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We were talking about this pistol brace thing. And I was talking about how this can't possibly survive in the world of Bruin. And then you had segued into the part, well, not only can it not survive, nobody's even compliant with it because of the current rate. I was one of the ones that did register, though. I do have an approved Form 1 for mine. But do you think this survives to the point to where pistol braces are going to survive and the guns sold with the braces are going to once again be legal, and this is going to be completely enjoined and never allowed to go forward. Where do you come down on that? What do you think?
Well, there's a couple. I'm no lawyer, but yeah. I would think that there's a couple different things. There's a couple different angles of attack. There's the Bruin angle of attack against this. But more than that, there is the Chevron type of angle of attack against this kind of legislation by executive branch three-letter agencies. There's all kinds of ways to go after this. But let's say the ATF wins that. Let's say they win and somehow prevail in saying that there are now 10 to 40 million short barrel rifle owners, because that's in effect what they're saying, an AR pistol with braces. Doesn't that then make them, by definition, in common use under Heller? That means there'd be more braced short barrel rifles than there are ARs, according to the NSF assessment. Estimate there are about 24 million AR-15s.
Wasn't it like 200,000 stun guns in Massachusetts? They said that makes it in common use. That like 200,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And they won that one.
Yeah.
Caetano, I think it was.
Yeah.
I don't see how they win either way. There's decades of wrangling in the courts that could and will come from at least some of these on some different angles. At least one of them could theoretically, and I don't think this is going to happen, but could lead to a huge whittling back of the NFA.
See, I've been thinking that too.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's all kinds of angles of attack here
right. That
smarter people than me can figure out here. I know some of the legal people at SAF and FTC really well, these are smart people, and they've looked at this in a lot of detail. And again, I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think any of this is going to stand. And again, if it somehow did prevail on the rulemaking basis, and that stood, then you've got an argument that short barrel rifles are now absolutely in common use in the United States.
Well, I'm waiting to see. My Form 1, now short-barreled rifle approved by the ATF, is a 300 blackout. And I do have 1,000 rounds of 300, right at 900. I have 900 rounds of 300 blackout ammo, which 300 blackout is a very expensive round to feed anything, right? So, this was a gun that was built for me to be my quote-unquote truck gun. However, I probably, if they make this all go away and it becomes to where we can buy AR-15 pistols with a brace on them again, I'll probably buy one in 5.56 and have a braced shorty and a SBR and just go my happy way.
That's
fine. Yeah. You know, I'll do that.
I'm sure a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's open this.
No, they're very handy.
Yeah.
That's why they're so darn popular. That, and there was an easy way to get an SBR without going through and jumping through the hoops.
Well, it's easier, like if you're going to buy, if you want to have an SBR, it is easier to start out as a pistol than it is to go like to an FFL and say, I want to order an SBR, because you have to wait however long it takes. I think with one is a Form 4 and the other one is a Form 1, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah,
the pistol and want to convert it to an SBR, then you just Form 1 it, and that's a whole lot quicker.
Right.
I believe. And I'm no expert on anything, but I think that's like a month or two rather than 8 or 9 months. And you're right. If you want to just order an SBR, you're going to wait 8 or 9 months to get the blessing from the ATF.
Right.
Or if you want to buy an AR pistol, you can just go out and do it. And
then when you get approved, you take the brace off instead of stick a buttstock on it.
Buttstock on it.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And in the interim, you still have a fully functioning gun.
Yes,
it will still do what you want it to do. So that's that. I don't know if I would SBR the next one simply because from a functional viewpoint, there's not a whole lot of difference between one versus the other, and them trying to regulate the posture by which I hold the gun. Good luck. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Good luck with
exactly.
that one. So
you know. Happen.
And you know,
but, we're talking about the non-compliance. That's happening in a whole lot more, in other realms as well.
Yes.
There's a security video from a shooting that happened, or a drive-by that happened in Austin here a few days ago, and it showed a guy get out of a car in front of a house in northeast Austin and open fire on a house with a couple of bursts from what was obviously a fully automatic handgun.
Yeah, I saw that.
And obviously a Glock switch,
right,
which anybody can print, and that seems to be the must-have thing for gangbangers these days.
Yeah, they'll get away from the long guns if they can make the handgun more dangerous.
Right,
easier to hide.
It's much easier to hide. Yeah, and no matter what the gun control industry says, the number of people that are killed in this country with handguns compared to AR, ARs are a tiny fraction of the shootings in this country.
Well, I just find all that interesting. That anybody listening to this, if you're not a member of a gun rights organization, you should be one just because. You should also be an activist, but you should definitely be part of a group that has, SAF is really good about certain things. They sue everybody. They're always they've always got lawsuits going on everywhere. So there's a lot of good ones to join out there. NRA, GOA, whoever it is, you should be joining it now anyway. Period. And you should be checking out thetruthaboutguns.com This is where I go on a daily basis, just to set the tone. Sometimes I get some breaking news texts from Mr. Zimmerman here, and nobody else has heard about it. When I hear about it, it's a fresh thing. And we're going to talk about one that I don't really understand why this hasn't been discussed more, simply because it's preposterous. It's one of those things you look at it and say, there's no world in which this happens, no bizarro world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is not raising interest rates for the first time in over a year. The central bank put a pause on its aggressive rate hikes that were used to combat inflation. This ends a string of 10 consecutive rate increases. If elected president, would former Vice President Mike Pence pardon former President Trump? He's not sure.
These are serious charges. And as I said, I can't defend what's been alleged, but the president does deserve to make his defense.
Appearing on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show today, Pence said he will never diminish the importance of defending the nation's secrets, and he takes the pardon power very seriously. A new Gallup poll reveals that a record-high 69% of U.S. adults support the legality of first trimester abortions. Support for access to abortions in the second and third trimesters has also reached all-time highs, with 37% and 22% respectively. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And one of these texts that Dan sent me, that he sends me sometimes about breaking news, concerned my friend Mark Walters at Armed American Radio. Tell me about this, and then I'll get into the questions. What happened with this? What exactly went on with this?
Well, one of my friends, Freddie Real, was doing some research for a post he wanted to write, and he asked ChatGPT, the large language, so-called artificial intelligence chatbot, to summarize a legal case for him. He asked it to summarize Second Amendment Foundation versus Bob Ferguson, and that's the case in Washington State where the attorney general and some of his minions have targeted staff and are legally harassing them and infringing on, allegedly, his constitutional rights. Anyway, Freddie wanted to write something about that, so he asked ChatGPT to summarize the case for him. And in the process, it returned something that he didn't ask for and certainly wasn't expecting, and it says that there is a legal complaint that had been filed by staff Executive Vice President Alan Gottlieb, claiming that Mark Walters was accused of defrauding and embezzling money from Second Amendment Foundation. It says that he served as the organization's treasurer and chief financial officer, and that he misappropriated funds for personal expenses without authorization or reimbursement, manipulated financial records and bank statements to conceal his activities, and failed to provide accurate and timely financial reports and disclosures to SAF's leadership. The problem is, literally none of that ever happened. First, Mark Walters has never been an employee of the Second Amendment Foundation.
Never been.
Never been. He was not the organization's treasurer. He was not the organization's chief financial officer. And he has never been employed by the operation in any way. I got that straight from Alan Gottlieb's mouth. Therefore, he's never had access to their bank accounts or their financial reports, and he certainly has never embezzled anything or falsified any of the organization's records. That, for everybody keeping score at home out there, is defamation. It is libel, and as you'd expect, Mr. Walters didn't take kindly to any of that.
Mm.
So he has filed suit against OpenAI LLC, which is the developer of ChatGPT, and is asking the court for unspecified damages. So, as it turns out, AI doesn't have nearly enough eye and doesn't know enough not to make up false allegations out of whole cloth. It's just, it's crazy. And I think I said at one point, if people are relying on this thing for really anything, news like this tends to devalue the output of ChatGPT, not to mention really pissing off people that it's lying about.
Right.
And making up these false allegations about it, damaging them in very real terms out here in meat space where we all live. So that's where we are.
Yeah. So
the question, of course, go ahead.
So, I mean, it's been suggested to me with the morning show that I do that I use ChatGPT to write some 15 or 20 second promo based upon a topic, which it never, it's always like not enough information, not enough information. So, my first question would be, did this ever make it out into the public, this fantasy story? Did it ever make it out into the public about Mark?
Well, it was picked up by the New York Post, was picked up by Popular Science, and I think there were a couple of other outlets as well. So yeah, that's certainly out there in the.
But I mean, it was picked up in the light of the fact that it made it up, and it in fact never happened.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Did we have these allegations been published somewhere? You know, accusing him of doing that. Aside from, as a result of what ChatGPT said,
right?
I don't know. I'm not aware. But the definition of libel is published false and defamatory information, and that's what ChatGPT produced for Amoland.
Right. Somebody has fed something into ChatGPT about. I mean, how do they get out there based upon something from about the essay I challenged to Bob Ferguson? Where did they find Mark Walters' name, and where do they know what he does? Somebody had to feed that in there.
That's what we don't know. And as I pointed out in the article, ChatGPT is programmed by real people who have their own political
biases
and cultural biases.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And the company, the OpenAI that owns ChatGPT, this whole thing is all very new, and the more people use it, it gets better and better over time. It's going to get more reliable.
Right.
But as the popular science talked to an attorney, I think she's actually a professor of law somewhere at the University of Florida Law School, and she said, and she thinks that this is, in fact, a serious issue. She said, her name was Liz Gaza, she said, the programmers say, they say, oh, you can't always rely on the outputs of these searches. and they're also simultaneously trying to promote them as being better and better. She said, otherwise, why do they exist if they're totally unreliable? And therein lies the potential legal culpability. She says that, while defamation cases are generally based on humans intentionally or accidentally lying about someone, the culpability of a non-human speaker presents its own challenges.
Right.
Well, yeah, it does. But this non-human speaker, is programmed by actual humans.
Right.
And then we saw an example of some of this, in a video I found on Twitter of Mark Zuckerberg, who appears to be mostly human, talking on a podcast.
Yeah, well, hold that up, and we'll get into that in the next segment, just to expand on it. But let me just say this. Mark Walters is associated with Alan Gottlieb. He and Alan have a very good relationship. Mark is his own company. He does something called CCW Media. And he is the president of the CEO of and it's a corporation of one, I think. So, and he does radio, and that's what Mark does. And yeah, he has an association with Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA and anything else associated with that. But Mark is not dishonest. Mark doesn't have a dishonest bone in his body. He would not get out there. He doesn't have enough time to get out there. That'd take a lot of time and planning to make that happen. So, and if he had the plan and if he had the time, or he would never have the inclination. It's just not something he would do. It's just not something he would do. So this kind of thing, I understand where he would get angry about it. The only thing I don't understand is I don't see too many people coming to his defense.
But you know, not enough people.
I don't think he never did it, so he doesn't really need defending, but this kind of thing can ruin a reputation, and I'm happy to state categorically that would not be Mr. Mark Walters. But anyway, talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com, you can find this article at thetruthaboutguns.com. So far, the only ones I know of in the gun space that has written about it. That's the other thing I don't understand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns and segueing with the AI thing. As we go to it, like you said, this thing is basically, this is AI right now is only as good as its programmers, right?
Correct. And it's only as objective and informative as its programmers will allow it to be.
Right.
And as I said, I found an example of how objective and informative and factual programmers will allow it to be in this video of the cyborg who runs Facebook or Meta. And he was talking, I think, on a podcast about how you handle difficult queries in an artificial intelligence program. And he said, when he was talking to some of his programmers, someone asked, what if somebody asks the program, can you explain how to print a 3D gun? And he said, one of the proposed responses is like, no, I can't talk about that. Just basically, it's like, shut it down immediately. Which is some of what you see. It's like, as a large language model, I'm not allowed to talk about that. So in effect, just tell the program, if it gets a question that it doesn't like, it can just say, sorry, no answer. He said, but there's another response, which is you can program to say, hey, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. So if somebody asks, how do I print a 3D gun? You can have the AI response be, hey, you really shouldn't produce a 3D gun. And as Zuckerberg goes on here and he says, and in a lot of countries, including the U.S., 3D printing guns are illegal. Well, again, he's wrong. It's perfectly legal to print the 3D print guns or make firearms any way you damn well choose to.
Right.
In about 43 states. Always has been. It's been legal to make your own guns since before the United States was the United States. But what this is a great example of is how garbage gets fed into piece program and how then it gets fed out. Now, he's not talking about having it make up something about an individual like we're seeing with Walters, make it something that never happened at all, but he's talking about how do you handle a query that might be inconvenient or politically problematic. As you can see here, they're real humans, if you consider Mark Zuckerberg a real human,
right,
who are programming these things. And again, they program their biases and their proclivities into this thing, and that's what you're going to get out of them.
So garbage in, garbage out.
In short, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See, and the thing about this for me, like the first time it was suggested to me that I use AI, I was a little dubious about it because I'm not one. I'm not going to get out there and try too many times to make something work, and then if it doesn't work the first couple of times, I'm out. I don't have that long of an attention span.
Mm-hmm.
But it sort of seems to me, given what I have seen in the past with algorithms and everything they programmed, and like the other day, right? I have a TikTok account. I wanted to see what TikTok was about. Everybody's talking about TikTok, so I have a TikTok account. I have almost 1,000 followers. I've never put up one video, Dan. Not one. So then I decided to put up a video. So the other day, I was getting ready to review some Staccato pistols. So with my iPhone, I made this little video where I show the two cameras I'm going to shoot the videos with. And then I do a little pass over each one of the guns. And since I'm all portable and everything, I'm using the phone to video. Then I'm going to use my iPad to edit it. And I write CS on one and XC on the other and P on the other for the various models. And it got taken down by the TikTok algorithm, because weapons. I violated the community standards. Only reason it said weapons. Now, I see them all the time on TikTok. I don't know how they get around it with as far as shooting on the range or anything. I just show three guns laying on a table, and it got taken down.
The Chinese really don't like you.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, their algorithm is built into this. And now, where do you think, what do you think AI, what's the purpose of AI? What do you think is the purpose of AI, as far as you're concerned?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the fascination was. I've never used it. Obviously other people do. Other people in publishing do. Some people have used it to generate content and pass it off as their own.
Right.
Some lawyers have used it to create briefs. Famously some of the chatbots, I'm not sure if it's ChatGPT or some other artificial intelligence program, wrote some legal briefs that made up cases, much like they made up the so-called facts about Mr. Walters. So they certainly don't seem to be reliable. I'm not sure what people are using them for right now. I don't see the practical use of them if you can't rely on the output.
Right. I kind of think they might be, I think given what I see right now in mainstream media, I keep hearing people talk about, they use the Gun Violence Archive, for example, and they say there's been, 239 or 219 mass shootings so far this year?
Yeah.
I think AI would just be a very lazy way to produce news in the fake stream media, to where you just get in there and just type in a few things and it produces the news.
Well, I think what we're getting to is at some point it's going to replace a lot of reporters and a lot of content creators. If it can, at some point, produce content and news that I say that people can rely on, because people can rely on so much of what's out there now.
Right.
So I'm sure that's what a lot of people are expecting to happen. We'll create a listicle and, give me the 10 best, 10 best hiking backpacks out there and see what it generates. You know, for sites that publish that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm sure as the state of the art advances, it will get better at doing that kind of thing. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to be out of a job at some point and have to learn to code.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Hopefully they'll do it better than the ChatGPT people have done so far.
Oh, yeah. That would be my hope as well. But I kind of think, given the state of today's news, for example, I've never seen you or any gun writer for that. And this is, I think a lot of people might miss this point. And I've said it many times. To write about the gun culture, especially about the political end of guns and the various things that occur with them, pro and anti, you have to know a lot about the details, the history, actual applications. You have to know a lot of details, a lot of stats, right? You have to have a lot of resources to go to. And there is simply no copy and paste for what you do, right? There is none.
At least not yet.
Yeah.
I still have a job.
So that is not the way of the fake stream media. The fake stream media is largely, how fast can we get it out there? So they get the first thing that's out there. See, this is where I thought the issue might lie with Mark. Because if that actually got out there to where he had done this and this and this, even though it was false, I was sort of concerned with how this was going to affect his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, that's the first thing is the thing they remember. So if they're not following, like the gun issue or something, that's where my issue comes in as far as them putting this nonsense out about anybody in any one thing at any given time. So anyway, I appreciate the fact that you put this out there. I wish other places had done it. I sort of understand why one might have done it. I don't see anybody else talking about it, though. So, and well, I'm running out.
Get some more exposure.
Yeah. Hoping, I appreciate you taking the time. I'm running out of time here in this segment. Check this out. This is at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan examines every facet there is in the gun culture today and brings it to you faster than anybody else is going to be able to do it. Just period. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.